Cecil. I have an idea.
About what?
Up.
Is it a good idea?
You think so.
Why?
It's about something to eat.
Oh, Mammy, what?
I knew you'd be interested.
What you got up your sleeve?
My arm.
Where are you hiding the book? Bring on the cake.
Are you hungry?
Can a duck swim?
Well, it's a good idea to find out before you throw one in the water.
What you got in the kitchen? Sandwiches?
No, but I thought it would be nice if...
Yeah, it would be great. Let's start a raid.
Let me finish, Cecil.
Go ahead.
I thought it would be nice if we went out in the kitchen and made some fudge.
Oh, I knew there was a catch in it. We gotta make something.
Goodness, you don't want everything served on a silver tray, for you.
Oh, don't I? I do.
Cecil, you have to do a little work to get anything.
That's the big catch in everything. Haven't you got some already made?
No. The trouble with you is that you want to eat your cake and have it at the same time.
No. The main trouble is that so far I haven't been able to do it.
Well, you might as well stop trying.
Why? Have you got some cake I could try it out on?
Come on, Cecil, let's go out in the kitchen.
All right, I'm right at your heels.
Well, be careful you don't trip me. Follow me.
Whither thou goest, so will I go. What if thou eatest, so shall I eat more.
Oh, don't be sacrilegious, Cecil. That's sacred.
I'm serious.
I think that is the most beautiful line that I've ever heard.
What? My line?
No, the line that you were just quoting.
Was I quoting? Gee, I'll have to watch myself.
Yes. Here, now get out a pan from the cupboard. Whither thou goest. Oh, I think that's beautiful.
Yeah, that's great. What pan do you want?
Oh, any one. Oh, no, a little one. Thanks.
What pleasure. Do I have to do any of this work?
Sure, you have to help me.
Can I help you sitting down?
Oh, goodness. It's a wonder you wouldn't ask me to come over to your house every morning and dry your face for you.
Well, that's an idea. I hadn't thought of that. Only some mornings I don't.
Don't what?
Wash it.
Well, if you're going to help me, you can just start right now by washing your hands over at the sink there.
All right, slave driver. What do you do first?
Didn't you ever make fudge before?
I tried it once, but you couldn't call it fudge.
What'd you do with it?
Oh, I saved it and used it for glue. Can I dry my hands on this towel?
Sure. Now come over here and give me a hand.
Sure, all right. I'll give you two of them. All clean. Smell.
I don't want to smell your hands. Now, you wanted to help, so take this sack and sit down here and shell some walnuts.
Oh, we don't need any walnuts for the fudge.
Cecil, don't be so lazy. Here's a cracker.
What do you think I am, a polyparrot?
The nutcracker. Now get to work.
Will three walnuts be enough?
Oh, no, of course not. Crack a whole cupful and hurry up.
Ah, nerds.
What'd you say?
Nothing. I said nice walnuts.
And don't eat them.
I'll only eat every third one. Hey, what are you doing?
Don't get excited. I'm just going to put this sugar on the stove to simmer.
Simmer, is that what you call it?
Yes, and then I'll help you shell the walnuts. You'll never finish them alone.
Hooray! Local boy gets break. Here, come on, I'll give you half the chair.
Thanks. Where are you putting the walnut shells?
Throwing them in the sink. I'm a pretty good shot.
Oh, don't, Cecil. Put them in this empty sack, in this empty preserve jar, rather.
All right. Got enough room here?
Sure, if I don't sneeze. Where are you putting the walnuts that are shelled?
In a cup there.
Well, there's none in it.
Well, I wanted to eat a few first to see if they're good. They are.
Well, I'm so glad. Well, the rest you can just put right here in this cup.
You better watch that pot you got on the stove.
I'll watch it. Cecil, where did you learn what you said a minute ago?
I don't know. What did I say?
Oh, about whither thou goest and the rest.
Oh, I read it someplace and liked it.
I think it's so beautiful. You know, it means so much.
Yeah. What does it mean?
Well, you know, if you're in love with anyone, why, that sort of tells the whole story. Don't you think so?
Well, if you loved anybody, Of course you'd want him to go with you wherever you wanted to go.
Well, sir, that's why I like it. If I were in love, I'd say to the boy that I loved, I don't remember it, but it's something like, "Whither thou goest, I will go." Does that sound silly?
No, I like it. Go on.
I don't remember the rest. I wish I did.
Well, when I'm 21, I'm going to get married, maybe. And I think it'd be kind of nice if it was sort of like that.
I do, too. Oh, it would have to be, Cecil.
If I wanted to go someplace, well, we'd both have to go together.
Oh, I would, Cecil. Oh, goodness, I mean, well, that's right.
Yes, sir. And if I were in love and the girl I wanted didn't want to go with me all over the world, you know what I'd do?
What, Cecil?
I'd punch her in the nose.
Oh, Cecil, you wouldn't. Not if you loved her. You wouldn't hurt anyone you loved.
Who started this talk anyhow? Let's talk about something funny like murder.
No, Cecil. Did you ever plan about what you'd like to do when you're a man?
I am a man, thanks.
Sir, but I mean when you're older.
How much older?
Oh, 2 or 3 years, maybe.
Sure, but I wouldn't tell you.
Please.
Nothing doink.
I won't tell.
I won't give you a chance.
Please, Cecil.
No.
Why?
Oh, well, it sounds all right when you're thinking it, but when you put it into words, it sounds silly.
Oh, I don't think so.
You wouldn't.
Oh, all right then, scaredy cat. You know what I'm going to do in about 2 years?
Sure. You're going to get about 2 years older.
I'm going to be in love. I must be in love.
Now, let's talk about something else.
I want to be just gloriously in love.
Have you picked out your victim yet?
Yes. Would you like to know who it is?
No. Well, as I was saying...
Oh, it will be beautiful. I'll go where he goes. I'll like what he likes, and I'll try with all my might to make him as happy as he can be.
Golly, it listens good.
And I'll just love him to death.
Oh, I wouldn't.
I will. I want to be so crazy about him that I'll just love him to death.
Well, I won't.
Oh, won't you, Cecil?
No.
Not when you're very deeply in love?
Not that much, no.
Oh, Cecil, I should think you would.
You want to know what I'll do?
Yes, please tell me.
Well, my girl, I wouldn't love her to death. I'd love her so much that she could never die. I'd be so darn good to her and nice that she'd just have to go where I went and I want what I wanted.
Cecil?
Yes, Sally?
Watch out, the cop.
I got it.
Yes, Cecil?
Sally? Yes, Sally, do you smell something?
Oh, my goodness, here, hold this. Oh, my sugar, it's burning up. Oh, the poor fudge, look at the smoke. Get a cloth to take it off the stove. Quick, Cecil, hurry.